It is the Big Breakfast Blan, Waterford's WNR, courtesy of Waterford City Ford Autoball and Cork Road, Waterford, the home for Ford in Waterford City and County. And it seems like only yesterday we said, good luck, goodbye, Grace, thanks for coming in. It's already another week on for Grace with the Buzz.
I'm like a boomerang.
You are like a boomerang.
I know, it's like the week is gone and then all of a sudden she's back.
That's it.
Yeah. You're here wearing a slightly different hat, right? Because you and I and Ollie are used to having the lols, right?
Yes.
We're used to enjoying ourselves. There's something quite important and quite serious we're going to talk about today, and it is about an entire event called Standing with Lorik.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this, Grace.
So I was approached with this story about Lorik O'Keefe, and like you said, it is a little bit different because we do talk about like things that are just floating around social media and, you know, chocolate bars of the moment, but this story, you could not be touched by it, and I just wanted to use this platform to kind of get the word out about this event because it's going to be an incredible event for Lorik and his family. So Lorik is a student in the Mount Sion CBS, and when he was a first year student, he had been rushed to University Hospital Waterford with severe chest pains and he had lost the use of his leg. As it turned out, unfortunately, Lorik needed surgery to correct serious cardiac issues, and that surgery, that life-saving surgery, went on for 15 hours.
Oh my goodness.
In Crumlin, he was sent to Crumlin Children's Hospital. I would like to be able to say that's where Lorik's surgery journey ends, but unfortunately it is looking like in Lorik's future there are more surgeries to come, more life-saving surgeries. Now, as you can imagine, his family, that is devastating as it is, but you've got the financial burden on top of that because Lorik's parents are both now full-time carers for Lorik. You can imagine financially the cost of travelling, like the transport, accommodation, and just the day-to-day living. All of those things. So there is an amazing fundraiser happening. It is the Mount Sion CBS Parents Association, and they're partnering up with Sculler Cohen, which is amazing. And on Saturday, the 31st of January, there is a fundraising event for Lorik in the Kilcone Greyhound Stadium starting at 7 p.m. So now, you know me, I love a night out. And what even better than a night out for a good cause? So
I love this.
Yeah.
And even better again, there's going to be a raffle.
Love the raffle. It's going to be a mega monster raffle. Absolutely. Do you know what? I just think Waterford people are the best for rallying. They are, and they really get behind their own. And I know so many local businesses that have donated prizes and everything, and they're just really getting behind Lorik and his family. So I like just said, if you can at all attend this on Saturday the 31st of January at 7 p.m, please do. If for that alone and the raffle, you know, and maybe just to meet me, the Buzz with Grace, have to throw that
absolutely
in there.
Absolutely. And even if you can't make it, I'm sure people can contribute.
So, yeah. So getting down to the nitty gritty of the whys, the whens, the wheres, tickets. So there are tickets on sale. They are €10 for an individual, but this is great value. €20 for a family of two adults and up to four kids. So that's amazing value. The tickets can be got if you contact the Mount Sion School, Sculler Cohen. Amy in Bougie Hair in 55 Ballybricken has actual physical tickets in her salon for sale as well. Now, obviously, I'm going to be posting on my own social medias about this. But also, if you want to donate, there's a link. The school are taking donations via phone, or you can drop in. I know Amy has set up a Revolut account that she's taking donations. And if local businesses want to get involved as well, they can donate. They can send in prizes for the raffle as well. So any help is appreciated with this event.
I'm just looking there at a post on Aaron's own GA Club social media, and they had just literally said exactly what you said there, that Lorik had undergone treatment at Crumlin Children's Hospital. He continues to travel to Dublin multiple times a week for further care, but they've said that his determination and positivity have inspired the entire school community.
Absolutely. And you know what, anyone I've talked about Lorik said you couldn't meet a nicer young man. Like they said, Lorik, if this was happening to someone else, Lorik would be the first in with coming up with ideas for fundraising. He's just that real hands-on, giving, just genuinely decent young man. So I just really want people to just do what Lorik would do for them and just get behind him and
God
his family.
God bless him. It's an important
yeah
one.
And
it is.
I just, isn't it? And do you know what? Like, I just want to say congratulations to everyone who is getting involved in this fundraiser, especially everyone in Mount Sion CBS, everyone in Sculler Cohen, all the parents' associations. And I just want to say a big hello to Miss Burke's class. So it was Miss Burke that brought this to my attention. So I just want to say hello to all of Miss Burke's class. And Miss Burke, if you could go easy on them with the homework over the weekend, I'm sure they'd appreciate that. I'd say they'd be saying, oh, that Miss Burke is sound.
Let's push a bit harder on it.
I would say so.
Go easy with the homework. I'd say Miss Burke give no homework. What do you think, Ali?
I'd say Miss Burke is.
I'd say Miss Burke is sound.
She is sound.
So a reminder of that, it is Saturday of next week. That is Saturday the 31st of January, 7 o'clock in the evening in Kilcowan Park Greyhound Stadium, and tickets are in all the places that Grace mentioned. Grace, it is the 23rd of January.
It is.
We've nearly made it.
We have. We've gotten past Blue Monday, and I think we all owe a thank you to the Beckhams for their family dramas, for distracting us from our own family dramas at the moment. And I think we all want to know, what was the inappropriate dance?
I'm dying to know. Someone out there has a video.
Did it happen? Did it not happen?
In my world, this happened, Ollie.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Hold on, give me a minute. If I think back to every family event that we've ever had in any family wedding. Yes, I'm going to go. I'm on team. Yes, it absolutely happened.
Are you team David and Victoria? Or are you team Brooklyn?
I'm team nobody. I'm just here
really?
With the popcorn.
I'm flying the flag for team Brooklyn here. You see, I was team Prince Harry as well.
Do you know what? There's three sides to every story. Yours, mine, the truth.
Yep.
And there you have it.
But I think Brooklyn's leans closer to the truth.
Do you know what? There is a little bit more bang of genuine.
There's a bang of I've absolutely had enough. Yes, I'm a nepo baby. Yeah, I released a terrible book of photography and I'm a really, really less than adequate chef by all accounts, but I deserve a nice life.
Do you know what? Look, I hope he finds his peace. I do laugh at the fact that he's like, please respect my privacy after you've read my post on social media.
Oh, there you go. Look,
but how else do you do it though? Do you know what I mean?
I know.
How else do you get that statement?
Paint it up on Mount Misery.
There you go.
Put a sign up on Mount Misery. There you go. That's how you do it. That's how I'm going to do it.
Getting rich for some people to that extent, never a good idea.
When are my endorsements going to come in, eh? I'm chock full of family drama.
For more important tips on how to get through January, stay with Grace.
Follow me for more life advice, lads. If anyone just wants to go out for a coffee or a walk with me, do you know what? January's long and
We're selling tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your tickets to the Buzz with Grace for walks and, you know, all life events.
Well, anyways, Grace, thank you so very much for all of that.
My pleasure.
Also, before you go, can I just say, you don't realise the joy you've brought us and maybe the torture you've brought so many listeners this week because of the Tupperware song. This has become a mainstay of the show. Every so often, Ollie is busting out the opening bars and I'd like to tell you, we're not singing along, but we are, and the mics are up.
I'm not going to lie to you, and I have gotten a lot of voice messages over the last week about chips stay chippier, ham stay hammier. So to all my beautiful followers out there, you stay hammier, folks.
God bless everybody. We say thank you so much. Thank you. I've got that Tupper feeling up in my